اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, two points make today. One is regarding the program Al Hadith organizing future of the world in divine prophecies, and we've invited some guests from outside as well to shed some light on the subject of future of this world, how they view the future in the light of their religious traditions. And it will be an opportunity for us to share our understanding based on our sources and hadith and Quran, that the future of this world is bright and justice, and that Imam Akhiruz Zaman, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, is going to reappear and bring order and justice, inshallah, and resulting in peace all over the world. The other thing I was sharing is in this regard are some hadiths regarding the world, how it will be in future. Brothers and sisters, as you follow the news and how events have been in the last few years especially, you see that when the so-called liberal, you know, movements, so-called movements in the different Arab countries, they have failed one by one. They were bringing a new kind of liberalism in the Islamic world, but it did not, they did not achieve anything. Then followed by that was a radical, you know, fanatical movement which also started in Iraq and then in Syria. Now it's in Pakistan and some other places. And you see that they have tried their best to try to, you know, let's say twist Islam into something else and have gained the control. It's fight over control over, you know, the future of Islam. One defines Islam in one way, another defines Islam in a different way. And both of these currents have failed. A believer, when he sees this situation in Egypt, in Tunisia, in in other countries, you know, especially in Syria nowadays, you start thinking that, you know, someone is guiding all this. There is a force behind all this that is guiding. And others might perceive this as chaos because their intentions and their goals are failing. They cannot achieve their goals. But to a believer who knows that the end of this world is justice, not a blind supremacy of one group over this world, rather the fulfillment of divine promises, that in al arda yarithuha ibadi as-salihun, that this earth will be ruled by the righteous people, inshallah. I think the sisters agree with what I'm saying. Please recite aloud salawat. Well, mashallah, it shows that they're listening too. Well, you see, our imams have pointed out many things in the ahadith regarding the future of this world. One is that bala will take over the world. That means sedition, killing, and disorder, chaos, and high prices, droughts, injustices. All of these will spread in different parts of the world. Another thing you see is that this nothing will remain of Quran except its writing, and nothing will remain of Islam except its name. There will be a people who will be known by the name of Muslims, and they will be the farthest from Islam. And we see that today, people in the name of Islam are committing all the crimes that they can possibly do, or anyone can possibly do. In the name of Islam, this is happening, right? So you see that ignorance of the truth of Islam is one important cause in the problems that Muslims have today. Ignorance of the truth of Islam, right? On the other hand, you see, again, there is a mashallah, so much response from the sister side. Can we have another salawat, please? Allahumma salala Muhammad wa mashallah. Audience, which is so receptive, you know, one should commend and praise because people are mashallah taking part in all the discussions. Yes, mashallah, you know, Allah bless all the efforts. Well, so So I was saying that another thing we see in our books about our sources of learning, centers of learning, is that Kufa that was and has played a tremendous role in the survival of Wilayat of Ahlul, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, will lose its place. That means knowledge will disappear from Kufa. And this we saw in the last 30 years or so, you know, or more. And it will emerge from a place called Qum. It will emerge, and people will gather around it, and Qum will become a ma'wa, a refuge for all the people who are seeking Islam and truth, right? And Qum will provide that refuge and guidance to the world, and knowledge will spread from Qum to all parts of the world, east and west, right? And if it was not so, I'm summarizing the hadith. It was not so, لَسَاقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. This earth would have been destroyed, because the truth of Islam would have been lost. People naturally, if they turn their backs on Islam, the purpose of this world fails. The guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, right, it must survive. And it must come back to this world in its real form. Like, people must accept Islam from their heart and practice it. A religion of mercy, a religion of, you know, wisdom, religion of in which people care about haq and truth, not about what so and so is saying, right? Rather a religion that calls people to what is right and what is good, and people just care about that. Please recite a salawat. In those times, right after the emergence of this center of learning in Qom, some of the hadith say, in which it said that it is in such a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring up one of the purest of all people from my family, Adlan, Mubarakan, Zakiyan, a person who is pure, right, just. He is a blessing for this world, and he will not leave anything that is good without doing it. And Allah will ya'uzzu Allahu bihi ad-deen. Allah will give honor to deen and to Quran and to Islam because of this person, right? And then naturally people ask who that person is. The Holy Prophet will say his name will be my name, his kunya will be my kunya, salawat. And even if one day, not more than a day, is remaining of this world, Allah will prolong that day so much that that person will come and bring the change to this world which is expected. What is expected of us? That our hearts unite in our commitment to the promise that we have made. Promise that we have made to Allah, right? Regarding walayat of Allah and walayat of the Holy Prophet and his family, salawatullah alayhim ajma'in. We unite our hearts to fulfill that promise which we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in short of what Imam alayhi salam expects from us. Today, how we do this, naturally we should care about salvation, not necessarily success in this world. Success in this world, in the same monetary terms, you know, like for example winning a war, or for example collecting a lot of fortune. But sa'adat is above and beyond that. Sa'adat means that in any condition you are, because of the quality of your intention, your ikhlas, and the knowledge that you have that guides your behavior every day, that you, how much you are able to bring, for example, justice in this world, and that how much you are able to remove injustice and jahil and ignorance from this world, that shows, for example, what is the outcome of our iman. Our iman in Islam, when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the outcome of that? Imam says if people were to unite on that commitment, there would be no delay in our zuhur. And they will see us with the truth of ma'rifat. That means they will pinpoint and say, this is Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? Allahumma salli. Yes, and one last thing is that, yes, all the events, that no one can say that these events happening around us in this world are exactly those events mentioned in the hadith, because who knows? Things can happen again the same way. But you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the honor of the followers of Ahlul Bayt because of their close attachment with Ahlul Bayt. That every day in their life, right, every day they remember Ahlul Bayt. Some people say, why do you remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam 2 months in a year? Actually, we don't remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam 2 months in a year. We remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam 12 months in a year, right? And that is the key for the izzat that Allah has given us and continues to give us, if our hearts are united on this commitment that we have made to Allah regarding Imam Akhirul Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the zuhur of Imam alayhi salam close. Let us recite dua of Salamati Imam al-Zaman together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم كل وليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة برحمتك يا رب.